Care of all the hazards. with those who has hands, it's really giving me security, knowing that he's there on my side all the time and he'll never leave me. It's also given my family some security, so I don't think I would have left with the residents if I didn't have Willis. My family's really good. I can function normally like a normal person. Around without having Willis, because I couldn't open the doors on my own and wait for somebody to come by. Or if I dropped something, I'd have to go and try to find someone to pick it up so that I wouldn't lose it. Now, with Willis by my side, I now can live an independent life. Having a dog by really has transformed and improved my life.
Now that Manny's with me, I always felt this was a stare, like a seizure. It makes me...
Going towards the five dog guide programs. The Lions Foundation. Our goal for this evening is to thank the many people that got us to this point tonight. And I'd like to start off by introducing the staff that were involved in these classes. For Canine Vision, we have our head trainer, Greg Clark.
Oof. That was brilliant.
So now I'd like to introduce Julie Jellinek, our director
people who have helped every step of the way, and I have the pleasure of recognizing our sponsors. Many take part in the sponsorship program. Lions clubs, companies, organizations, and individuals from coast to coast, all willing to fundraise for dog guides and donate so generously. Their efforts are an enormous help in covering part of the $25,000 that it actually costs to raise and train each dog guide. To sponsor a dog guide team, it's $4,000 for hearing ear, $6,000 for canine vision, $8,000 for the new diabetic alert program, $10,000 for special skills and seizure response, and $12,000 for autism assistance. These are no small amounts, and we're very grateful for the support of every sponsor. With their support and that of thousands of people from across the country, it makes it possible for us to provide dog guides at no cost to our clients. Many of our donors are unable to be here tonight. However, I'll still recognize each one since they all deserve special recognition. We have the Markham and Bridgewater Lions Clubs are sponsoring Shane and Yeager. The Bridgewater Lions are from Nova Scotia, and this is their fifth Canine Vision sponsorship. The Markham Lions have been very generous supporters of dog guides since the very beginning. In the early 90s, they donated $25,000 for our expansion campaign, and since then, they've sponsored one hearing ear, one special skills, and this is now their 15th Canine Vision sponsorship.
Ooh.
Sponsoring Kim and Zephyr. Ms. Seawright has been supporting the Prina Watcher Dog Guides in Oakville for many years, and as well, she's a generous sponsor. She's contributed to the Kennel Expansion Project a few years ago, two hearing ear sponsorships, and this is now her fourth Canine Vision sponsorship. Unfortunately, she travels quite a bit, so is unable to be here, but she sends her congratulations to everyone. Bernice Davies is a wonderful lady who visited dog guides for the first time a few years ago. In her words, she said that she was so captivated with the service and professionalism provided to our clients that she became a financial supporter. She set up an endowment fund and has since sponsored a Canine Vision and Hearing Ear team every year. She's 96 years old, so apologize for not being able to come out tonight. But she said there's nothing she likes better than receiving a picture of the graduating team. The Redcliffe Lions and Edmonton Champion Lions Clubs are sponsoring Donald and Enzo. Both of these Lions Clubs are first-time donors, and they made their donation specifically from someone from Alberta, as Donald is. The Victoria Lions and the Galt-Cambridge Lions Clubs are sponsoring Fred and Yukon. The Galt-Cambridge Lions are another one of our long-term supporters, having contributed to every one of our expansion and renovation programs, as well as sponsoring for many years. They sponsored one special skills, two hearing ear, and this is now their 10th Canine Vision sponsorship. Unfortunately, no one is able to be here from the club, but they're hoping that Fred and Yukon will visit their club soon. And I think Fred said yes to that. The Victoria Lions Club have been regularly donating to the foundation for the last several years. This is their first sponsorship, and we're very happy to welcome them to the sponsorship program. And we have a couple of members from the club tonight. If you'd like to come up.
Apparently.
And yet this year, we're very proud of Fido generously contributed to support dog guides and is sponsoring 10 more dog guide teams in our 6 programs. And we're very happy that it's Lego and Alba, and they're not called Fido. small club of a few ladies in Saskatchewan, and most of their fundraisers are directed to dog guides. In the last several years, they've sponsored 2 canine vision teams, 1 autism assistance, and this is now their first special skills sponsorship, specifically for somebody from out west, as Michelle is. Audrey Henderson is sponsoring Nick and Shadow. In the last 6 years, Mrs. Henderson has donated the full cost of a dog guide, and this is now her 6th special skills sponsorship. For the first time, she chose the name of the dog and picked Shadow, wishing that somebody could always have a constant shadow to always be there to help. I know that wish has already come true with Nick and Shadow. Mrs. Henderson is another one of our old lady friends. She's now just over 91, and although she's very active, she won't come out at me. So she's not here, but I talked to her yesterday, and she's very happy to hear about everybody graduating. Thank you to all of our sponsors and donors, and of course our dedicated foster families, volunteers, and trainers. And congratulations to each of our graduates, and wishing you many happy years with your new special friends. Thank you.
Oh, funny
part is I looked at that for me and thought it might be mine as I read it out. Okay, so now I'd like to introduce Greg Clark, who's going to introduce the graduating class for Canine Vision.
I thought it'd be good.
You might want to leave now. Kim and Zephyr. Kim and Zephyr have worked very hard together over the past 3 weeks and we're returning home to Barrie, where they'll be covering all of Kim's new routes. P.S. For all of you in the crowd, please do not accept bubblegum from Kim unless you enjoy the taste of soap mixed with perfume.
Oh.
Yes. Donald and Enzo. Donald and Enzo have become very good buddies over the past 4 weeks. They have worked very hard together, and we're returning home to Alberta, where Enzo, you're going to have to learn to be comfortable around horses, and Donald and his wife love to horseback ride. Shane and Jaeger. Good boy, Jaeger.
That's right.
But it was a lot louder from Shane.
Do it, Shane, do it.
Say no.
It.
No.
Do it,
no.
Do it, Shane.
Come on.
Come on, Shane.
We're now
shy. Shane gets us up to speed with his personal scanner, which allowed us to avoid all the speed traps and the traffic jams while traveling to our destinations. Thank you, Shane. Mr. Fred in UConn. Fred, you miss your jokes that you always surprise us with, what came out of your mouth. While in Toronto, Fred must have looked as though he needed a hug, because a lady came out of nowhere and wrapped her arms around him. Fred and UConn have made a lovely team and will be heading back to Hamilton to cheer on the Toronto Argos. No, where's the Toronto Maple Leafs? Carol and Alba unfortunately could not attend this graduation tonight. We were Ontario, but only staying there for a few weeks. Because they were going down to live in Mexico until late April, we hope you enjoy the sunny weather.
Send some our way.
Follow up with your flight to go to. So. So now on behalf of the class, Kim would like to say a few words.
Oh dear.
Julia.
Got it. Watch your step.
Hearing our jokes, learning technology from our techie Shane. And I was going to do a little bit, really not too many ideas on what to say tonight. It's been quite an eventful class. We've had a great time. We've made some great friends. I've learned a lot. Even my actual half an hour before the end today, where I finally learned how to use a pen shape on my first time.
Yeah, right. Ooh, there's a chair there, Kara, Courtney.
Great, so now I have to introduce Ron Workman, our educator for special skills, to introduce graduating class.
Thanks, Andy. So, good evening and congratulations to our graduating classes tonight. You can ask about that later. Christine and Lime, or Team Lime as we say, are well matched. They're both very kind and caring individuals. It's a good thing they both like to hug. And I'm sorry she's yellow. Kathy and Lego. Yeah, we did hear Lego and Ego. We think Lego's personality will keep Kathy laughing. He is quite a jolly boy. Michelle in London. One would think Michelle was the quiet one, but apparently that's only until 7. Wait a thing. Julie and Laser. Julie had to be renamed Julie 2 so I could talk to Julie 1 in class without confusing the other Julie, and then there was another one. So, good thing Julie 2 has a great attitude. I think they had some nicknames for each other too, so they were the same one and 2.
Michelle, the house of white one in London.
Wow. So now I think Christine is going to talk for the class. We can bring the microphone to you if you like.
Okay. Trainers Julie and Paulette, you both have gone above and beyond, both in and out of class. You took the time to ensure our success within the group as well as individually. Throughout our class together, you maintained a positive environment which encouraged us to achieve our personal best. To the sponsors and donors, a special thank you to each and every one of you who supported the spirit and intent of the Lions Foundation. Without your generosity, programs such as SSP would cease to exist. To all of the foster families, words cannot express our appreciation for all the time, love, commitment, and sacrifices that you made in preparation for our dogs. London has a tendency of sizing out new situations tentatively, like Michelle. as well, both London and her new mom do not sleep with a pillow at night. Shadow and Nick both have selective hearing at times.
Don't all dogs?
But they can get down to business when it's needed. Laser is a very active boy who has a cheeky sense of humor, just like Julian. He loves to be playful and knows how to be serious and get work done when it's required. For those of you who are unaware, 4 out of the 5 special skills dogs graduating this evening are siblings. This has been very apparent through their similar traits and behaviors that they displayed throughout the class. Our dogs have been very, very affectionate towards one another, and I'm sure that they will miss being together. Throughout our 3 weeks, our class has become very good friends. There were many laughs and tears that have made our experience unforgettable. To our classmate, who unfortunately had to leave us early, our thoughts and prayers are with you at this time. Our class wasn't the same without you. We hope you can return to continue your journey here at Dog Guides. We wanted to convey to everyone here about the impact that this experience will have on each of our lives. There are no words to sufficiently express our gratitude for changing our lives so profoundly. We feel that thanks is just not enough. Having said that, it is our guarantee to you, to all of you, that we will continue to strive to be the best teams that we can be and make the foundation proud. Thank you.
Oof. Thank you for that. I enjoyed those character insights.
All the dogs have selective hearing. Come on now.
We'd like to now just introduce the Purina Walker Dog Guides, just to keep it in the forefront of our minds. And we have a little 30-second public service announcement that highlights our national event that happens every spring that hopefully, if you're not already involved in, you can. So let's see the Walk for Dog Guides.
Hey, hey, hey. Excuse me.
What's on at the minute is a PSA, and it's just a tiny little puppy that says see, spot, play. Then it says see, spot, run, and he gets a bit bigger. Then it says see, spot, train, because he's in training. And then see, like, it says, and that's how we provide. So it just says visit Purina Walk. So we've got a little puppy on top of next to some begging strips. Then you've got the mum with all of the puppies and puppies lying next to dog food. Then it's your class photograph out in the courtyard. And then it's Donald, Shane and Kim downtown at the club. Then you've got Carol and Alba. Then you've got Carol and Alba downtown. Then you've got Carol and Alba at the corner, downtown Oakville. Then you've got Donald and Enzo on the street. Then Donald and Enzo at the corner, at the curve. And then a close-up of Enzo. You've got Enzo sitting on your lap at the subway station. You've got Fred and Newcomb. And then Fred and Newcomb crossing the road in Toronto. And a close-up of Yukon. Then you've got Fred and Yukon outside the restaurant. It looks like he's having a few beers. Then you've got Kim and Zephyr. And then Kim and Zephyr walking down the road out of training. And you've got Kim and Zephyr standing in at the subway. Then you've got Shane and Yeager.
I know who they are.
Shane and Yeager walking down the street in Toronto. And then sat out on the bench outside.
Yeah.
and then coming up the steps at the subway station. And then you've got the SSD class photograph. You've got Christine and Lyme. Christine and Lyme in the SSD area. And then it says time to go, and then it says good night, and there's a little boy praying with a little dog next to him, and he's sitting up on the bed next to him praying as well. And that's it.
Ha 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 ha!